The Los Angeles art community is shifting its focus to Latin America. Pacific Standard Time, LA, is a citywide effort focused on Latin American and Latino art that runs through the end of next January. Well, you can see a lot of that art now, and in one colorful example right under your feet in downtown LA. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture, and she joins me now for DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So tell us about this one Pacific Standard Time LA project that's right in front of the Broad.
Well, this is interesting because this is playing with the urban space. This is enlivening a piece of infrastructure, namely Grand Avenue. It's a work by the Venezuelan artist Carlos Cruz Diaz. He's an elderly gentleman now. He is 94. But since the 1970s, he's been taking crosswalks, he's been taking airports, even a hydroelectric dam, and he has been jazzing them up with color. It belongs to a school called the Kinetic Optical School, where he overlays stripes and colors in such a way that literally your eyes kind of dance. And this is what he has done at the crosswalk at Grand Avenue and 2nd. Those four crosswalks were painted by a team of artists and students from nearby Ramon C. Cortines Visual and Performing Arts High School. That's on Grand.
Yeah.
And these crosswalks have been brought to life. I suspect you're going to say, in a way that's now dangerous, and I'm going to say no, not dangerous.
My first thought when you said make your eyes dance, I was thinking maybe not the perfect thing for a road, but...
Well, we spoke with the curator, Ed Shad, at the Broad Museum. The Broad Museum commissioned this piece. They worked long distance with the artist, Carlos Cruz Diaz, on this and made very certain that this artwork did not in any way interfere with the purposes of the crosswalk. I went down there this morning by car to test it, you know, to see how it works.
And I mean, you are on the job, right?
I was on location,
looking at this for our listeners.
To make sure, to see whether I myself would roll into the crosswalk because the artwork was dancing too much.
Yeah.
No, it's just bright and jolly and vivid and fun.
Let's talk about Diaz and what his connection is to Los Angeles. Why did he do this?
Well, he did it at the invitation of the Broad Museum. He actually doesn't have a direct connection to Los Angeles. He is Venezuelan, but he has put these crosswalks all over the world, including one in Miami. But to the extent there is a connection, he worked, as I say, with the students. And as Ed Shad told us, it's this kind of engagement that really matters to the artist.
Really, the spirit of Carlos Cruz Diaz's artwork in general is community-based. One of the reasons why the artwork came off the canvas and literally became interventions in an urban environment was that he wanted people to get involved and he wanted to take the sort of precious veneer off of a completed artwork.
Interventions and intersections, as
very
it were.
Well put, Steve.
I wonder, Frances, because this is a sidewalk, a crosswalk. Is this going to last?
Well, I asked the same question myself, and Ed told us that this is being painted in regular outdoor paint, confident that this artwork will last. He's been looking at past crosswalks by Cruz Diaz, specifically the one in Miami, which he says, based on examining it on Google Earth, it's still looking pretty good.
Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.